WFAI.org by way of the internet. It is 5 o'clock. The program you just heard, Labrish with Haptah Selassie, will be back next week at 2 a.m. following the work of the Midnight Ravers. It is 5 o'clock and time for Back of the Book.
Hello, this is Radio's Uncle Sidney. When I'm out and about, folks comes up to me and says, "You should be ashamed." But when they calms down, they says how much they loves WBAI. That's WBAI New York and WBAI.org. Back in the day, we had commentaries by Malcolm X, Ayn Rand, Abby Hoffman, and William F. Buckley Jr. Imagine them folks in the same room at the same time. Nowadays, we've got Bob Fass, the founder of the Feast. Amy Goodman, you know her, we got her. Michio Kaku, the smartest guy in the world. Shows that helps you not to get evicted. Top-of-the-line news and interviews. Insane artists and musicians. All okay, okay. We went nuts for a while back there. But now we're okay. We're like your crackhead cousin that's making good. So we know you're pulling for us. Go, go, run right now to WBAI.org and look around. See where we've gone. You can even subscribe online. Believe me, you'll be glad you did. Stay tuned.
I'm thinking it's probably about 5 a.m. here on this Labor Day weekend, and you're listening to all.
We must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic.
Radio WBAI New York.
No, I know we're not in Kansas.
Good goddamn morning. How the hell are you? This is WBAI New York. The program is Back of the Book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North. Good morning, my dear.
Good morning to you, my dear, and a hearty hello to our dear 19 listeners wherever they may be.
And we're going to talk about various things on this program. You can find out a little bit more about some of it by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. When you get there, you'll see a blue navigation frame on the left side of your screen. At the top, it will say latest Back of the Book program links. Click on that and you'll get to the web page for this morning's radio program. And the WBAI website and the archives seem to be working all right as we record this program. This is our 105th pandemic episode of Back of the Book. It's pre-recorded. This program was recorded on Friday for airing on Saturday morning. If things have happened between then and when you're hearing this program, we won't be referencing them on this program. A recorded program cannot be as up-to-date as a live program, but this is what we have to do in these dangerous times. The top international story of this past week is we, here on Back of the Book, have set a new high of 124 followers on Twitter. We've never had that many before. Oh, boy. And so everyone is just talking about this. It's pushed everything else off the front page of the papers. Oh, man, oh, man, 124 followers. Ah, how can Twitter stand it? The next regular local station board meeting will be held on Wednesday, September 14th at 7 p.m. on Zoom, even though Zoom compromises privacy and security. According to the Johns Hopkins website, COVID-19 cases in the whole world reached 603,371,012 on Friday, and global deaths reached 6,492,263. In America, the number of cases as of Friday was 94,710,239, and the death toll in America had reached 1,047,380. So 3,694 people have died of COVID-19 in America since our last program 1 week ago. That's somewhat higher than the death rate for the previous week, which itself was a bit higher. People keep saying that the rates are going down, but we're still seeing steady or rising weekly death rates from COVID-19 in America. So what the hell? The pandemic is obviously not over, even though a lot of people are behaving as if it were, including the CDC. I say keep your masks on. By the time this program airs on Saturday morning, all of those figures we quoted will be higher, of course. This was all mostly preventable.
Well, it looks like the Artemis 1 mission is a go again. Later on this afternoon, around 2:17 p.m., the new launch window opens. So hopefully things will go fine and we'll see that big SLS rocket pop off into space. And the coverage starts very early on NASA. If you want to watch the whole thing sitting on the launch pad, I think that's at 5:45 a.m.
Oh, gosh. They're not going to cover. Wait a minute. They're not going to do like 7 hours of prattle before they say, well, now we'll start watching to see if it goes off. They're not going to do that, are they?
Well, there might be some commentary there. And then but then the official commentary starts at 12:15, and then they have it in Spanish starting at 1 p.m. So tune in whenever you think. You know, tune in at 2:16 if you want to, but tune in.
That's tremendous. Thank you, Pickles of the North. And the Russian invasion of Ukraine still is going on and still is going sideways. And apparently Putin really can't politically institute a draft to make up for all those troops he's lost, and he may have lost quite a few. And he can't do that because that would then tell the Russian people things aren't going as well as they've been told. They're going to say, well, if things are going that great over in Ukraine, despite the fact that instead of 3 days to conquer it, it's been 6 months and they don't look too conquered to us. Besides all of that, how come you need to draft more guys? It can't be that the guys you sent there, a lot of them got killed, could it? Yeah, that might be a little problem in a place like that. Gee, he might not get reelected unanimously again. So, yeah, that's going on. And, of course, you also have people from the United Nations looking at that nuclear plant, and there's video of Russian war material being stockpiled in the nuclear plant. Their trucks and their other vehicles and equipment for war are in the nuclear plant. Gee, that seems like a not good idea. And the UN people say they are there to stay. So we'll see what happens. And I hope they can make it so that the Russians don't do something stupid like Chernobyling the Zaporizhia reactor, because they know how to Chernobyl stuff. Oh, boy. And, of course, black holes aren't the only thing we have to worry about. We also have to worry about the climate crisis. And, oh, boy, Pickles is of the opinion that the year 2022 is going to be a year that'll be remembered for a very long time because of what's happening with the climate right now. And at this time, the Western United States is variously having wildfires like never before, or some states are having what they are referring to as 1,000-year floods. We've seen this sort of thing before, where well, they were calling something a 100-year event, and it happened 2 or 3 years later, and you keep getting this. So what they think of as a very, very extremely rare event is looking like it ain't so rare anymore. But they're getting these tremendous floods. People are dying. Everything's getting flooded out. And if you live in certain places, I don't see how you're going to be able to live there anymore. And, of course, flood insurance isn't something you can generally get. I think you have to buy flood insurance off the federal government. Some people are suggesting, have suggested years ago, that the government stop selling flood insurance, because what happens is rich people were building their vacation homes in places that were very prone to flooding, usually during a storm of some sort. And so then the government, after they got flooded out and destroyed, the government would pay them in insurance money and they'd build it again right there, because what do they care? They're not losing much. Maybe they're not losing anything, and they can keep their vacation home right on the water. So there's that. I don't know if the ordinary people in a lot of these places have flood insurance. I think most people don't know there is such a thing as flood insurance. Oh, well, I don't know how that's going to work with those folks out there. But it's not confined to us. Right now, about one-third of the country of Pakistan is underwater. Huge floods, such as people can't remember seeing before, have inundated the entire country. Europe is having large-scale wildfires, something akin to what we're getting out in the west of the United States. I think not quite as much and not quite covering as large an area, but covering very large areas for Europe. And, oh boy, this is not usual. Meanwhile, parts of China are predicted to be too hot to be inhabited by human beings within, what, a couple of decades or so? Something like that?
I am not sure if it's that soon, but it's certainly in this century.
Oh, boy. So, and they're getting big heat waves out there.
Oh, my gosh. They've had one that has lasted, I think, at this point, over 80 days.
Yeah. Oh. And some people are still denying that global warming or climate change or climate crisis or whatever you want to call it is happening. How can they keep doing this? They mock it. Some of these people stand up in Congress and mock the concept of climate change or global warming or, you know, as all the names we have for it by now. So I don't understand this. I guess I do understand it. Politicians can be totally stupid, and they're illustrating this. They're being totally stupid. They're standing up and denouncing people who are pointing out reality, who've been pointing out reality for years, saying, hey, this is stuff that's going to be happening. And in 2022, it's all happening. Now, it's not as bad as it's going to be at the end of the century, but it's all happening now. Well, I guess this is just a part of the politics of the Republicans. They're the ones who are saying, oh, none of this is happening. And they're, meanwhile, watching it happen. And they'll, of course, be the first to claim a great victory when their state gets flood help and stuff from the government. So, oh, boy. And this is the 36th anniversary radio program of Back of the Book. And to celebrate, my voice is going south. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's old age. I had a birthday recently. Maybe the magic birthday has been hit when my voice goes to hell. Some of my relatives developed these very high, reedy voices that some old people get. Maybe I'm destined for that. I don't know. But right now, as we're doing this radio program, my voice is just going. Well, we'll see how it goes. In any event, so this is our 36th anniversary radio program. And, oh boy, this program started out on September 8th, 1986. And, yeah, it just started going then. And we were alternating. We had a two-hour program every other week. And we did that for many years. And, well, one of the things I want to do, we've done this before, but we're going to do it again, is I want to play the first few minutes of Back of the Book. These are the first few minutes ever. You can hear me really hitting the button and going on. You'll notice my voice is extremely different from what it is now. Well, right now, my voice is different from what it was last week. So, but anyway, you can hear my voice is very different back then. You know, it's 36 years ago. Let's give it a fast listen here.
Well, that was sudden, so this must be WBAI New York.
I know we're not in Kansas.
Good morning. This is WBAI New York, and the program you're listening to is Back of the Book. And my name is R. Paul Martin, and this is the very, very first Back of the Book. This is a new program here on WBAI. And, as I see things here, we're going to be pitching a little while. Yes, if you like the 5 minutes of programming I've given you, if you want to pledge money for all the complete 5 minutes here, you can call the... However, we'll be getting to that a little bit later in a more serious vein, because apparently we have a matching fund, and we really should do something about that to keep the station afloat, so to speak. And it will be very helpful for the station to get some money later, because I'm going to have to sue them, because I just tripped over some of the garbage in master control and broke my ankle. Anyway, hello, I'm R. Paul Martin, and this is Back of the Book, and this is a new live radio program. And we'll be in here on a bi-weekly basis, although for September, bi-weekly seems to be a little discombobulated here. I don't know. But, we'll be here this week and next week, and the schedule's going to be a little strange for a while, but it'll get regular in October. Okay, and so what we're going to be doing here is we're going to be playing some music. We're going to be talking to you. I had planned on some listener phone calls. I think we'll be getting to that sort of really late in the program if we get to that. I have been informed that there may be a problem with some of the telephones. I'm not sure, you know, some of the telephones we use to get on the air with. I'm not sure about that, and you may get to help me test that out in a matter of an hour or so or something like that. Okay, I'll tell you a small bit about myself, what I think this is all going to be about, and after that we'll get on with what this is. I've been doing programming here at WBAI for almost 5 years, and I've been a producer on your series called Gay Rap, and I was executive producer, which sounds like a big deal but isn't, in a program called Gay New York. And I've done various specials and other things, and some people have heard me on the air with other folks and doing fill-ins and screaming in the background on occasion and stuff like that, and being screamed at in the background on occasion. And what we're going to be doing here is just sort of kicking back at this hour, because I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of intense interest in building the Tower of Babel at this particular hour of the morning, and or this late at night, depending on what time you got up at, I suppose. I really have this thing about if it's after midnight, it's the next day. However, by WBAI time and TV Guide time, it is still Sunday night, which is always extraordinarily confusing to me. Anyway, okay, I have various musical interests, and you'll just get to know what those are. I don't, at the outset, let me say, I claim absolutely no expertise in any area of music. I just like some music, and that's about as far as it goes. I don't try to analyze it to death. I've never gone to school for years to figure out arpeggiation, which is a word I learned on this air only an hour ago. Arpeggiation. I never heard of that before in my life. And we'll be bringing in various things at various times into this program. What we're going to do right now is we're going to hear from one of my favorite groups. You heard the intro. That was some Heart. Well, we're about to get some more Heart, after which I'm going to read a very, 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 very short story. It's about a page and a half long. And then we're going to talk about that a bit. And then I guess we will get into pitching after that. When we're done with pitching, we'll do a whole lot of other stuff. Okay, so, well, let's get on with the magic.
We played significantly more music when we were starting out years ago than we do now. It just evolved that way. We also learned that taking phone calls in the wee hours in those days tended to get the same few people calling in, some of whom were just so annoying that it really soured me on doing phone calls. Today, of course, we couldn't do phone calls if we wanted to because we are pre-recorded. Because we have a pandemic happening. Didn't know about a pandemic back then, but we sure as hell have it now. And so, yes, we've been doing what we can think of to do. We've covered various topics. We've covered more of the political stuff for the past 6 years or so. When Trump got in, of course, that did change how we handled things, and we could not talk about the horror that was going on with that. Of course, the pandemic then coming in as part of the Trump stuff is also something that we have to talk about. We can't just not talk about it. And so all of these things came in. We used to do more whimsical stuff, as it's referred to. And I don't know, I'd like to get back to that, but I'm not sure current management would like the whimsical stuff. They might say, this isn't serious enough, and that might be a problem. And we have done more science in the past than we've been doing lately. And we still cram in some science here and there, but we're not doing as much as we had done, and I wish we could get more science in, and I'm going to try and make it so that we do that. Again, on the next program, I think we are going to cram in some science and hope that if we have to ignore some political stuff, that people don't fault us for not covering a political thing or another. Well, we'll see how all of that works out. So, right now, we have a tradition. There are traditions that go along. We have a lot of traditions on this program. We have a tradition that goes along with our anniversary programs. In fact, we did it on the first program we ever did. And we did it again this time. We pre-recorded this a couple of hours ago to make sure that we could edit it down right. And yeah, that's what we did. And it's pre-recorded, but it had to be pre-recorded no matter what. Pre-recorded ahead of this or recorded while we're doing all of this stuff, which makes it harder to fit it in. Either way, it's had to be pre-recorded, and it's done. So here is our traditional thing we do on every one of these programs, except for one. There was one program. There was an anniversary program where I said, and now we'll go to this. And I looked in my bag and I had left the book home. I read this out of the same book every year. And I'd left the book home and I said, oh, so there we go. All right, here we go with our tradition. So we've been talking about this being our 36th anniversary and all of this. And wow, it's quite a while here since 1986 when we first did the first Back of the Book radio program under different circumstances, and we have some traditions on this program. In fact, we are starting with this program. We start our 37th year. No guarantee we'll finish a 37th year. There may not be a 37th anniversary. However, one thing we can say is we started off this program about 36 years ago, and one of the things we did was I read a parable by Franz Kafka. And, you know, sometimes you just don't say things directly. Sometimes you use something else to say something kind of sideways. And I guess that's what I've done with this parable. And since this is the 36th anniversary, and we've completed 36 years, and we're plummeting forward into the 37th year of this radio program, this will be the 37th reading of this particular parable, Before the Law, by Franz Kafka. Before the law stands a doorkeeper. To this doorkeeper there comes a man from the country, and prays for admittance to the law. But the doorkeeper says that he cannot grant admittance at the moment. The man thinks it over, and then asks if he will be allowed in later.
It is possible, says the doorkeeper, but not at the moment.
Since the gate stands open, as usual, and the doorkeeper steps to one side, the man stoops to peer through the gateway into the interior. Observing that, the doorkeeper laughs and says,
"If you are so drawn to it, just try to go in, despite my veto. But take note, I am powerful, and I am only the least of the doorkeepers. From hall to hall, there is one doorkeeper after another, each more powerful than the last. The third doorkeeper is already so terrible that even I cannot bear to look at him."
These are difficulties the man from the country has not expected. The law, he thinks, should surely be accessible at all times and to everyone. But as he now takes a closer look at the doorkeeper in his fur coat, with his big sharp nose and long thin black Tartar beard, he decides that it is better to wait until he gets permission to enter. The doorkeeper gives him a stool and lets him sit down at one side of the door. There he sits for days and years. He makes many attempts to be admitted and wearies the doorkeeper by his importunity. The doorkeeper frequently has little interviews with him, asking him questions about his home and many other things. But the questions are put indifferently, as great lords put them, and always finish with the statement that he cannot be let in yet. The man, who has furnished himself with many things for his journey, sacrifices all he has, however valuable, to bribe the doorkeeper. The doorkeeper accepts everything, but always with the remark,
"I am only taking it to keep you from thinking you have omitted anything."
During these many years, the man fixes his attention almost continuously on the doorkeeper. He forgets the other doorkeepers, and this first one seems to him the sole obstacle preventing access to the law. He curses his bad luck in his early years, boldly and loudly. Later, as he grows old, he only grumbles to himself. He becomes childish, and since, in his years-long contemplation of the doorkeeper, he has come to know even the fleas in his fur collar, he begs the fleas as well to help him and to change the doorkeeper's mind. At length, his eyesight begins to fail, and he does not know whether the world is really darker or whether his eyes are only deceiving him. Yet, in his darkness, he is now aware of a radiance that streams inextinguishably from the gateway of the law. Now, he has not very long to live. Before he dies, all his experiences in these long years gather themselves in his head to one point, a question he has not yet asked the doorkeeper. He waves him nearer, since he can no longer raise his stiffening body. The doorkeeper has to bend low toward him, for the difference in height between them has altered much to the man's disadvantage.
"What do you want to know now?" asks the doorkeeper. "You are insatiable."
"Everyone strives to reach the law," says the man. "So how does it happen that for all these many years, no one but myself has ever begged for admittance?" The doorkeeper recognizes that the man has reached his end, and, to let his failing senses catch the words, roars in his ear,
"No one else could ever be admitted here, since this gate was made only for you. I am now going to shut it."
So, that's it. Our 36th anniversary stuff is done. This is WBAI New York, 99.5 FM, broadcasting from a transmitter and antenna atop 4 Times Square, going through a new studio somewhere in downtown Brooklyn and originating in our living room somewhere else in Brooklyn. The program is back of the book. My name is R. Paul Martin. She is Radio's Pickles of the North, and you can find out more by going up to my website at glib.com, glib.com. You can also go to the official website of this radio station at wbai.org. So, yes, in this world, there are jackasses. A guy named John Channels, who's from Nebraska, he's in trouble. A lot of trouble. His LinkedIn profile describes him as both a, quote, federal police officer, unquote, at Offutt Air Force Base, and he's CEO of Exocia Protection Agency. The Omaha World Herald reported that the management from a local Catholic Charities office asked him, as a security expert, to conduct an active shooter drill for their employees. He says that they told him to make the drill as realistic as possible. You can see where this is going, right? So, on the day of the drill, he goes outside and starts shooting blanks at the window of a conference room where several employees were gathered. Oh, yes, the employees had not been told that a drill would be happening. So they're having an active shooter drill, and they don't know it. And there's a guy standing outside the window shooting. So on the day of this drill, he starts shooting blanks at the window of the conference room. The people are in there, and they start freaking out because, of course, they think this is real. According to court documents, Mr. Channels, quote, staged unidentified individuals throughout the Catholic Charities location as victims to be viewed by employees as they fled the building's entrance and exit locations, unquote. Yes, making it look realistic. So there are people lying around looking as if they've been shot and maybe killed by an active shooter. While the employees flee from the shooting that's going on, they pass these folks who are acting as shooting victims, and this helps to freak them out some more. It's also relevant that this so-called drill was done in May, about 5 days after the Buffalo supermarket shooting. So everyone had that shooting where 13 people had been shot and 10 had been killed. They had that on their minds while they fled the shooting that's going on. And they flee past these people who are making believe they've been shot. It's being reported that one employee said she jumped off a retaining wall after hearing shots behind her and assuming she was being fired upon. She had hoped to hide from the shooter in a dumpster. An older employee said she knew she would be unable to escape the shooter or shooters and simply assumed her life was over. She told reporters that she recalled thinking, quote, "This is it, I'm done," unquote. Mr. Channels claims that this is what he was hired to do. But Catholic Charities Executive Director Denise Bartels said, quote, "We deeply regret following his recommendations and selecting him for the training. He clearly misrepresented himself and his qualifications. He did not follow the agreed-upon procedures for the training, mishandled its implementation, and did not complete the pre-training communication with Omaha police and 911 dispatchers," unquote. But Mr. Channels wasn't done for that day. After people recovered and went back to work, Channels reportedly went around to employees asking if they wished they'd had weapons during the drill and offering to sell them guns and training in how to use them. He's a great guy. Mr. Channels claims he'd dropped off written notice of the drill to Omaha police, Douglas County Sheriff's deputies, and Nebraska State Troopers, telling them that the drill would be happening on May 19th. Too bad he didn't tell the employees. But wait, there's more. 10 days after his arrest for the incident at Catholic Charities, Mr. Channels was charged with first-degree sexual assault of a child, visual depiction of sexually explicit conduct of a child, and attempted intentional child abuse in relation to his treatment of a child taking Taekwondo lessons from him. And we talked about COVID-19. Well, the Daily News is reporting that an unidentified mystery respiratory ailment has killed 3 people at a private clinic about 800 miles from the Argentine capital of Buenos Aires. This respiratory problem is doing to the lungs what COVID-19 does to the lungs. But the total of 9 patients infected have not tested positive for COVID-19. Or for flu, or for hantavirus, or for more than 24 other pathogens. People are getting bilateral pneumonia, which means that both lungs are affected with pneumonia. Doctors are searching for the cause. Well, let's hope this doesn't get out into the rest of the world. Joe Biden gave a speech this past week. Yeah, he gave a speech, and it wasn't one of these simple, not naming names speeches. He named some names. He didn't mention Lindsey Graham, who was busy saying, "Hey, if Trump is indicted for the crimes he's committed, oh, there's going to be riots in the streets." You know, he didn't name him, but he did mention some moron had said stuff like that. We know which moron it was. It was Lindsey Graham. And, the stuff that's happening around the documents that Trump stole and kept around, and they may not even be all there still, and that were stored in a basement that, oh yes, besides being stored in the basement also has a secret tunnel that goes across the street to a cottage where Rudy Giuliani apparently spent a little bit of time hanging out years ago when he fell apart after he lost the Republican nomination for president. And drinking heavily. And so, yeah, you got a lot of interesting ways of getting to that stuff. And in some cases, it looks as if some of it may be missing because they have the covers that say top secret or worse. And all the stuff isn't inside those covers anymore. Yeah, well, we talked about it. You know, it's probably all in Russia or some other place. Anyway, Biden gave a speech regarding Trump and these people, and unfortunately, WBAI didn't air it, and the major networks didn't air it, so it didn't get a lot of air. I think BAI should have aired that thing, but we didn't air it. I have edited down the whole thing to about 2 minutes. And it's not the whole thing, but it's something from Biden, and it sort of gets to the gist of what he was saying.
We must be honest with each other and with ourselves. Too much of what's happening in our country today is not normal. Donald Trump and the MAGA Republicans represent an extremism that threatens the very foundations of our republic. They look at the mob that stormed the United States Capitol on January 6th, brutally attacking law enforcement, not as insurrectionists who placed a dagger at the throat of our democracy, but they look at them as patriots, and they see their MAGA failure to stop a peaceful transfer of power after the 2020 election as preparation for the 2022 and 2024 elections. They tried everything last time to nullify the votes of 81 million people. This time, they're determined to succeed in thwarting the will of the people. That's why respected conservatives like Federal Circuit Court Judge Michael Ludwig has called Trump and the extreme MAGA Republicans, quote, a clear and present danger to our democracy. But while the threat to American democracy is real, I want to say as clearly as we can, we are not powerless in the face of these threats. We are not bystanders in this ongoing attack on democracy. Our task is to make our nation free and fair, just and strong, noble and whole. And this work is the work of democracy, the work of this generation. It is the work of our time, for all time. We can't afford to leave anyone on the sidelines. We need everyone to do their part. So speak up, speak out, get engaged, vote, vote, vote.
Yeah, things are heating up for this upcoming election. Oh, boy, who knows what's going to happen with this, with attempts at voter suppression. Are the right-wing idiots going to start charging into various neighborhoods with people they don't like and shooting up the voting booths there or something? You know, that's the kind of thing these people might think of to do. I guess we'll see what's happening. Speaking of the January 6th insurrection, a retired New York City cop named Thomas Webster, who was convicted of attacking a U.S. Capitol cop as a part of the insurrection in 2021, has been sentenced to 10 years in prison. This is the longest sentence for one of the insurrectionists yet. This is good. In addition, Webster reportedly was also sentenced to 3 years of supervised release after his time in prison is done. So far, close to 250 of the insurrectionists have been sentenced for their part in the riots. That's good. Lock them all up. And then lock up Trump. Yes, the Pitch-A-Lot Express is coming along. And here we go. Oh, there's a cow on the tracks. Oh! Yes, our train also, besides a whistle, has a horn. And we're trying to get the cow off the tracks. All right. Anyway, while we're trying to get the cow off the tracks, we got a pitch. Yes, we got to ask you to call 1-212-209-2950 and pledge some amount of money. Now, there are two things you can do. One thing is you can become a BAI buddy. A BAI buddy is the name we have at this radio station for a sustaining membership. If you become a BAI buddy, you will be donating once a month to WBAI. And what you do, and it doesn't have to be a lot, it could be just a little bit. What you do is you call 1-212-209-2950 and you tell the person who picks up at the call center that you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. Oh, there's that cow. And they'll say, okay. And then you tell them how much you want to donate every month. You can donate $5 a month or $10 a month, $15 a month or $20 a month, or more if you please, and you tell them what day of the month you want your debit card or credit card charged. And that way it's fairly painless. You don't have any big bill all of a sudden. You have this thing coming out and, you know, maybe it's only $5 or $10 a month. And at $5 a month, you're donating $60 a year to WBAI. Good grief. That's not too awful, is it? So, yeah, please give us a call, 1-212-209-2950, and you can call us up at that number. Well, you're not calling Pickles and myself at that number. You're calling a call center. And tell the person who picks up you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. It's important you mention Back of the Book because management is under the impression that you don't exist, that we have zero listeners and zero members, and our Nielsen ratings show zeros all the way. Call 1-212-209-2950. Show management we have listeners. Yes, we need you to do this. We need you to call up and call that number and tell them at the call center that you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. That's really the only way we could prove to management that we do actually have listeners. And, yeah, management shouldn't be going by the Nielsen ratings alone. And, yeah, what the thing is, we got to show them somehow that we have listeners. Those of you who are listening, we know we have 19 listeners. Those of you listening, you aren't showing up in the Nielsen ratings. Well, that's not a surprise that we don't have a lot of portable people meters reading WBAI's signal. And so the thing is, if you donate, it shows you're listening and that you care enough to keep the radio station alive. That's the big thing going on. We need to keep WBAI alive. We have bills every month and we're chronically short. We're chronically short of money and we need you to help us out with that. And we are listener sponsored, which means we're sponsored by you. That's not just a slogan. That is an actual declaration of sponsorship. We are sponsored by the listeners. The listeners who, at this point, would call 1-212-209-2950 and tell the call center, you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. And that's what we need. We need for people to do that sort of thing. 1-212-209-2950. We really got to have some folks calling in at that point. And I don't know. I mean, yeah, we're not getting to the science stuff this time. Next time, I think we're going to get to it. Of course, this is our 36th anniversary program. We got to spend some time on that. You got to hear the Kafka story again. Some of yous like to hear that Kafka story, I know. So we did that. And Jesus Christ, we do what we can here. And we think we're doing a halfway decent radio program at 5 o'clock in the goddamn morning. And, oh, man, this stuff is just, this stuff is things we got to do here, all right? And I think before we played for you the first 5 minutes or so, or 4 minutes and change, of this radio program that we ever did, and you heard that stuff. By the way, you heard also there that the first program we ever did was a pitching program. Oh, that was something. And, oh, man, 1-212-209-2950. Please give us a call at that number now, 1-212-209-2950, and help us to move along the WBAI buddy train along these tracks. Help get that cow off the tracks. Come on, that's the no-call cow. That's the no-call cow out there. Boy, I can't even talk anymore. Hey, let's use the whistle. It's still there. 1-212-209-2950. Please give us a call at that number right now and tell the call center that you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. And what you do is you tell them how much you would like to give every month. It could be $5, $10, $15, $20, whatever you want. And you tell them what day of the month you want your credit card or charge card charged. That way it comes at a convenient time and it's not colliding with other bills or showing up at a time when you have not so much money in your account or you owe too much on it or something like that. So you get to figure out the parameters of what you're going to donate and when. And again, $5 a month, how bad can that be? $5 a month, you know, people throw away $5 a month frequently. 1-212-209-2950. And this program, we cover all sorts of things. And again, as I've said before, we've been covering a lot of political stuff for the past number of years because how can we not? I mean, the world is collapsing in on everything. But we're also covering the science topics. We've covered various planetary things. Pickles is talking a little bit about Artemis 1. That's going to go up later today as you're listening. And we're also going to be talking about black holes. We sort of slipped a little bit of that in earlier, but we're going to talk about that more extensively at probably on the next program. We've also spoken about various things going on the Earth and in space. So we talk about all this stuff that you generally don't hear elsewhere. And we know what the Artemis 1 project is. And as Pickles keeps noting, when we watch the news, they don't say it right.
I know, they keep saying, oh, and the Artemis 1 is launching. That's the name of the mission.
Yeah, they think it's the name of the rocket.
Yes, they do.
Anyway, 1-212-209-2950. If you could call us at that number, it will really help us out a lot. It will show management that we have listeners, and also it will show management that the overnight programs have listeners and have people who will donate to keep the radio station going. As I've mentioned last time, at a recent meeting, one listener who's on the community advisory board or has something to do with the community advisory board was talking about wiping out the midnight to 6 a.m. programming and selling that time on BAI to other radio stations or something or somebody else who would like to just spend 6 hours a night, 6 hours in the morning, 7 days a week, doing whatever. And then because we're in, because WBAI is at 99.5 FM, they could even do ordinary commercials. And, you know, oh God, you want to hear the current version of the Ginsu knife being vended on here. You want to hear about CIA goggles you can buy. Come on. You don't want to hear that on BAI. The way you don't hear that on BAI is by calling 1-212-209-2950 now and saying you want to become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. 1-212-209-2950. We really, really do need to hear from you. We need to hear from you right now would help a hell of a lot. 1-212-209-2950. You can tell them when you want to have your card charged and tell them how much you want to donate. It could be $5 a month, $10 a month, $15 a month, $20 a month, whatever. And it's up to you. 1-212-209-2950. Become a BAI buddy in the name of Back of the Book. Help keep WBAI on the air. Thank you if you have donated. That's been it for the 36th anniversary program of Back of the Book. Coming up next is
Arts Express with Prairie Miller.
And we figure we'll be back here next week. Have a nice Labor Day weekend. Watch out. Don't get hurt or anything out there. Enjoy some of the weather while you can because, hey, eventually it's going to become blazing, you know, years from now. Have fun. And above all, remember what that Yeah, we gotta stomp out this MAGA crap, Dormouse said.
We have got to mobilize a larger movement to reclaim the democracy.
Radio broadcaster Bob Law.
Some of y'all have underestimated the value and the appeal of white supremacy. And you have no idea how strong white privilege and white supremacy is.
Tune in to From the Streets with Bob Law, which gives voice to a wide range of black and progressive political and cultural perspectives. That's 11 to noon Saturdays here over listener-sponsored WBAI New York.
Hello, I'm David Rothenberg. I joined up with WBAI not long after Marconi discovered the wireless. If you tune in on any Saturday, that's the name of my program, you'll hear some good music, commentary covering politics, theater, movies, books, and a word or two about the criminal justice system. Actually, it's whatever's on my mind. And there's usually a guest or two to liven things up. Good start for the weekend, so I've been told. Saturday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. Oh, and I often have tickets for Broadway and off-Broadway shows. You can get to see a play and support listener-sponsored BAI at the same time. I'm looking forward to your stopping by. I can hear you listening already.
Oh, baby, let's have a party.
Let's have a party.
Let's all begin.
Funny, this radio hasn't been working very well the past few days.
Peter, where do you live?
I'm glad you asked me.
It's a secret place. Please tell me.
All right, I tell you.
I wonder whatever became of
it. Now, will you tell me what happened on Saturday?
All Mixed Up with Peter Beauchamp.
What?
Saturday afternoons at 6 here on WBAI.
That should be time for our favorite program.
Yes, just about time.
I should have been back here a long time ago.
What would you do if I went off the air?
We kill ourselves!
This week on WBAI Playhouse, the story of two negotiators, one American, one Soviet, who stepped away from the bargaining table to conduct their own summit in a forest in Switzerland.
So tell me, aren't you embarrassed to be an American?
No.
I am. To be Russian, I mean.
Why?
Look at us. Americans and Russians, the world's great powers, the world's great fools.
Alfred Molina and Steven Weber star in A Walk in the Woods by Lee Blessing. The year, 1982. It was the same year that 1 million gathered in Central Park with signs and banners calling for nuclear disarmament.
Weapons on land, in the sea, in the air, in space, too many. Let's get rid of some, we say, before there's an accident. We talk so seriously, we calculate, we make proposals, and then we nearly always fail. It's embarrassing.
That's A Walk in the Woods by Lee Blessing on WBAI Playhouse, 8 p.m., right here on listener-sponsored non-commercial Pacifica Radio, WBAI, New York, streaming at WBAI.org.
He's cool. He's exciting.
This dude is bad.
He's sexy. Okay, maybe not. He's a bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
He's Tony Ryan on WBAI New York 99.5 FM. He's got both.
Break him with the sound of the trumpet.
Can you dig it?
Yeah, I can dig it, yeah.
He's got classic soul. He's okay. I can't think of anything else.
I'm Tony Ryan. Tune in Saturday nights, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m.
Soul Central Station with Tony Ryan.
99.5 WBAI.
Hi, this is Eric Anderson.
This is Rosie Perez.
You're tuned to WBAI.
What's up, ladies and gentlemen? This is LL Cool J.
This is Dave Marsh.
Hi, this is Tony Bennett.
Hi, this is Julie Cruz from New York City, and you're listening to
WBAI FM.
The soundtrack of New York City.
Non-commercial and with no additives. We're listener-supported.
I don't listen to the radio.
I don't like stuff that sucks.